Okay. That's good. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you into our 11 o'clock service, and we pray that you'll mind the Spirit this morning. They sure did this morning in our Sunday school class. I told Charlie he had a good lesson. He got up here and stood, and that was the end of it. The Lord took a hold on everything this morning in here, and we had a glorious time. We really did. God's good. Just turn it over to Him. Turn it over to Him and praise Him. Don't let Him go to sleep, Charlie said. Wake Him up and praise Him this morning. So we are thankful for each and every one of you here. I don't know whether there's any visitors here, but if you are, you won't be very long. They'll hug you and love you to death here at this church, and that's what's so good about them. And we're thankful for that this morning. So, yes, you, Bob. A lot of other prayers we had this morning, y'all need to remember down through the week. God answered a lot of prayers this week too in His church. Al said Rex Moss called him. Last week we was praying for a man to have surgery just to get his voice back. So God's good. We will say that. Okay. Nothing else, we'll take up offering first thing this morning. So I asked Jamie Pritt to say the prayer for the offering.
Hey! my sins away, and there may I hope I'll as He wash all my sins away. Ever since by faith I saw the stream, Thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme.
Couple announcements. Don't go out and eat today and pay another place. Come over here next door and get you some soup for the youth today and give the money to them. It'd be a lot worth, a lot better. And we got, I guess Al says, special speaker tonight. I don't know how special he is, but we're thankful that Steve's going to come out and preach for us tonight. He's been a great asset to us since he's been coming here, and I'm thankful for that. So, remember, testimonies are all in order. Most of all, this altar is always open. If you're not where you're supposed to be this morning, anytime, you need to come up here. You come on. All right, Chris. Thank you.
months I sung this one, so you pray. But it's all about the blood today.
Amen.
It's all about the blood every day. You can't take it out of this plan that God completely did perfectly.
Amen.
So we can all go to heaven. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of our sins.
Amen. Amen.
Way down in Egypt's land, when at the Lord's command, the death angel of the Lord passed through. And the Lord that day did say, as I go on my way, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And now I'm
covered by the blood.
Yes, I'm covered
by the blood.
I'm covered by the blood
of the Lamb.
And all my sinful past beneath the cross I cast, where I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb. Now you may wonder why the tears might fill my eyes, and why I'm so happy, glad and free. One day I too did stand condemned by God's command, and now His blood has been applied all over me. Oh, I'm glad I'm covered
by the blood.
Yes, I'm covered
by the blood.
I'm covered
by the blood
of the
Lamb.
And all my sinful past beneath the cross I cast, where I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. All right, get your hymnal, turn to page number 14 as the choir goes down. Number 14, there's power in the blood.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood.
man, you're loved and you're appreciated.
Amen.
Bless your heart.
Amen. Bless you, man.
Thank you. Bless you, buddy. Suffered the most wicked fate on the cruelest creation of men. Yet on that beautiful, terrible cross, you did what only you could, turning that dark, inspired evil of hell into our soul's greatest good. Love that you showed us, we see the life that you lost. We bow in wonder and praise you for the beautiful, terrible cross. There on that beautiful, terrible cross, though darkness was strong on that hill, you remained sovereign, Lord, still in control, as your perfect plan was fulfilled. We see the love that you showed us, we see the light that you lost. We bow of heaven. Jesus, you paid that horrible cost. We stand forgiven and praise you for the beautiful, terrible cross. For the beautiful, terrible cross.
Anything else? Come on, Aaron.
All hearts free. Bless you, Jimmy.
No, I just wanted to share a blessing that, you know, when we was in the hospital, we was there, and we'd already been there for 2 days, and if they're getting ready to do another blood test, and Caleb said, "Dad, can we pray about it?"
Amen.
And we did, and we didn't get the results we wanted, but the next day we did, but anyway, afterwards I said, "Caleb, we need to pray again." This was after they said he could go home and everything. I said, because there was 10 lepers one time that got healed.
Yeah.
said, "Oh no, Dad." He said, there was only one that came back and thanked him.
Right.
I was thankful that he knew that. I was thankful for this church for teaching our kids and Sunday, every Sunday, letting them know, you know, what everything's about. So, but I was glad he already knew that, and we prayed about it. And I said, you know, we always want to give God the thanks, even when we might not get the answers that we want. He deserves all the thanks. So
amen.
I just wanted to share that.
Bless you, Jim.
Bless you, Jim.
Bless you,
Jim.
Bless you,
Jim.
Bless
you,
Jim.
Bless
you,
Jim.
Bless you, Jim. Because these kids are paying attention.
Yes, sir.
And I want to thank all the teachers and everybody that takes the time. And we think a lot of times that they're not listening, but when it comes their hour of need, they know where to turn to because we've been teaching them those things. I'm just thankful. I wanted to share that. I wanted to praise God and thank Him for what He's done for us.
Sure. Amen.
Bless you. Amen.
Bless you. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Someone else.
Yeah, Aaron, I'd like to
bless you, Greg.
It's great. Just a couple of things this morning that's really good testimony. This is just something on my job. It's no big deal. It's not meant to, but it's just part of my job. But I get these email messages about accidents all over the state. And I don't know if I've ever told anybody this, but I've had this in my job now for about 5 years, actually. And what happens is if there's a fatality in an accident, I get that. And
bless you, Greg.
Always stop and pray.
Right.
Yeah, bless you.
I just got one little bit ago. I don't know why I need to say this.
Bless you, Greg.
One little bit ago up in Hardy County. Nobody even know anybody up there. But there's a family up there somewhere that's suffering.
Yeah.
Because they just lost somebody. And so I always try to pray for that. I got that this morning when Charlie was up there teaching, right in the midst of what he was talking about with Jesus being in the bowels of that boat and they having to go wake him up. I always want to pray that, first of all, I'll never get myself in a place where I have to wake Jesus up.
That's right.
He's there. And one thing Charlie didn't say this morning is when Jesus woke up, when they woke him up, the first thing he said to them was he didn't calm the storm. He looked at them and he said, "Oh ye of little faith." Right. And I pray in my walk, I never get to that point where Jesus has to say to me, "Oh ye of little faith." So I just want to praise Him this morning and thank Him for everything He does for us.
Bless you, Greg.
Bless you, Greg. Bless you, Greg.
Bless Him.
Anybody else? Don't go take it home with you.
Bless Him, Lord.
This morning we'll be celebrating communion in just a little while. The Children's Church will be coming over and joining us. But it is a very, very special, special service. I want to talk just a little bit about preparation for the dinner. Now, preparation for our communion, you all come in and you see there's, you know, the elements are here, they're ready. But that just don't happen by itself. I would like for the individual who prepared this for us this morning to come up and stand right here beside of it.
Kelly's working, so.
Bless you, Brian.
explain to us how you prepare this for us. How does the table get over here? One of your thoughts were what you said was you decided to put sliders on it so that it would work easier. That came up in our class this morning, not the sliders. But what came up this morning was said the glory of young men is their strength. So while Brian was young, he carried it over here. But it goes on to say, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. So I'm thankful for the strength, and I'm thankful for the gray hair. And I'm thankful that they do this for us. And I just wanted to let you all know what preparation goes into the community. I'm going to read you the next verse in Proverbs. That was Proverbs 20:29. But Proverbs 20:30 says this, the blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil. Now, how many in here have a bruise somewhere on your body? Now, how many got the bruise because of your spouse? No, I was just kidding. But we got to talking about this verse, and it was talking about the blueness. And when you get a bruise, what do you usually do? Huh?
How did I get that?
How did I get that? Maybe you don't even know how you got it. Or what's the next thing you do? look for sympathy. Yeah. You look for sympathy. What else? You protect it so it doesn't get hit again. Any of you ever try to cover it up? Say, oh, that looks so bad. But you know what the bruise is doing? It's healing your body. It's healing that place. And I thought of that. The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil. If you get a bruise, the blood is rushing to that point in your body to try to heal it. And I thought, you know, when we're talking about communion, we're talking about the Passover, as Chris has mentioned, we're talking about the blood. But I want to read you one verse from Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53:5 says this: He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. It was Christ's bruises that saves us from our sins, cleanses us from our sins. And by his stripes we are healed. We're talking about, we talked about the preparation here, and I'd like for you to turn with me to Mark, if you would. Now, when it talks about communion, we're going to go ahead and let them come on in. Children's Church is joining us, so they're going to come on in at this time. As young Christians, these guys really look forward to communion. Turn to the 14th chapter of Mark while they're coming in. The communion service is also known as the Last Supper or the Lord's Supper. There are two, it's recorded in all the Gospels and 1 Corinthians, which we'll be reading from later on. But Mark and Luke go into the detail of the preparation, just as Brian went into the detail of our preparation. But in the 12th verse, it says this: And the first day of the unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto them, Where wilt that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? So here were his disciples. They didn't even know where they were going to have Passover. They didn't know how it was going to come about. And it says, He sendeth forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, Go ye into the city, and there ye shall meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the goodman of the house, The master saith, Where is thy guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will shew you a large upper room furnished and prepared and make ready for us. So preparation had to be made for this Passover that Christ wanted to share with his disciples. And they didn't know exactly how to find this location. But Christ told them, he said, look for a man who's carrying a water pot on his head. Luke tells us that same, tells us the same thing, that there's a man carrying a water pot. You say, well, he's in a city of Jerusalem. Everybody's there for the Passover. There's a lot of people wandering around. How would they find a man with a water pot? Huh? He was probably the only one, because in that time, women carried the water pots most of the time. But I thought, you know, here was the last gathering of Christ with his disciples before the Passover. And I thought, you know, I don't know what the significance of it is, but it's something to think about. When Christ started his ministry, what did it start with? A group of water pots. He changed the water into wine at the wedding. So he started his ministry, he started his miracles with water pots. And here we see he's ending his ministry with a water pot. And I thought of that, and I thought too, you know, what does he call our bodies? A vessel. A temple of the Lord. And what's he want to do with that vessel? Same thing he did at the wedding. He told him to do what? Fill him up. Fill him up. The same thing he told here. Look for a man with a water pot on his head. But I thought about communion. I thought about the bruises that he was about to receive. I thought about the beating that he was about to receive. And the reason he did that was so that we could be filled up. As spiritually filled up, we would have a way to come back to God, a way to be reconciled unto God. And he wants to fill your water pot today. If you're here this morning and you don't know Christ as your Savior, I encourage you not to partake of this communion. You say, well, Aaron, I thought we had open communion. We do, but it's open to those who have accepted Christ as their Savior. The Scripture says you could drink damnation unto yourself if you're not worthy of it. None of us are worthy of it when it comes down to it. But the thing of it is, if you've given your heart to Jesus Christ, it goes back to the Passover. You know what spared those Israelites that night? It was because of the blood of a lamb that was pure and spotless and without blemish. And they put it on their doorpost and they put it over the door. And when the death angel passed by, that's why they call it Passover. The death angel passed by. And because the death angel passed by, if he saw the blood applied, he passed over. He went on. But if the blood wasn't applied, death came about. Death came about to those who didn't either believe that they should apply the blood, or to those that just didn't even believe in God. But I thought, you know, that day became a special day for the children of Israel. They celebrated Passover every year, once a year. And they would continue to kill a lamb. And during the Passover, they would eat the lamb. And they would remember what God had done for them. He had spared their life. But you know, that still applies today. The song that Chris sang, the first song during the offering, It showed Christ on the cross, but, you know, it was the blood. It's the blood today that still cleanses us from our sins. So they had gathered together for this particular night with the Lord. It was right before he was crucified. They gathered with him there in the upper room. They ate. They ate of that Passover lamb. And also, Christ did something else during that time. Anybody remember what that was? He washed their feet. He washed their feet. Anybody remember what Peter said? Not me, Lord. You're not going to wash my feet. And then he said, you won't have a part of me. And then Peter changed his tune. He said, wash me from all the way down. Wash me all over. So there was a lot that went on during that night of Passover. The washing of the disciples' feet. The eating of the Passover lamb. And back there when I read in Mark, it said they had already killed the lamb. They just needed a place to gather together. He gave them that place. But there was going to be a change in the Passover this particular night. And Christ was going to institute that change. And you say, what was that change? The Passover dealt with the time when they were in bondage in Egypt. They were in slavery. And by this, the Lord set them free. Free from their bondage. That's what they remembered it from. It was from that instance that he set them free. The unleavened came about because they packed up and moved out. They had to leave. They didn't have time to leaven their bread. So they decided to eat the unleavened bread. And so in this particular situation, Jesus had them gathered together. They were eating. And then all of a sudden, I'd like for you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. You say, what changed that night? Anybody see a lamb in here, butchered, ready to eat? We don't have that now. We have the unleavened bread and we have the juice to represent the two items that Christ told them there. The two things that were there. And then some of the others, it says this, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and he broke it. And he told them, and he blessed it. And he said, this is my body. Take ye and eat. And then he took the cup. And he said, this is the blood of the New Testament. So in the Old Testament, we had an old covenant. An old covenant through Abraham. That out of him would come Christ. Everything in the Old Testament points to Christ. The New Testament points back. What's it pointing to? To Christ. To Christ too. Everything in the Bible points to Christ. But here it is. They're gathered together and he told them, he said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, and do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, this do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat the bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come. Now, how often did they do the Passover? Once a year. How often should we do the Lord's Supper, the communion? A lot of churches do it different. Some churches do it every Sunday. Some do it once a month. Some do it quarterly. We do it quarterly. But he said, as oft as you do this, what did he say do? In remembrance of him. I'd like for you to do something a little different this morning. I'd like for you to bow your head right now. Our Father, as we bow in your presence right now, Lord, as the preparations have been made for this communion service, that we might remember your death, Lord, we just want to thank you for all that you did for us. Lord, may our hearts rejoice today, knowing that by your blood, through your body, salvation comes to man. Lord, we pray that you would help each of us to be thankful today for that and to remember it in a special way. As we prepare right now, Lord, to come and get the elements, Lord, we pray that each one of us would bless that cup and bless that bread. Lord, help us always to remember that on this day you changed how the Passover would be done. Because you became the Lamb. You became the Lamb that would take away the sins of the world. And Lord, how important it is to us as a Christian today. Help us right now, Lord. If there's a need in a life, that you'll meet that need. Lord, we know that you were bruised for our iniquities. Lord, we pray that you would help us to always remember that. Lord, even remember it when we get a bruise on our body, that that's nothing compared to what they did to you. But Lord, help us always to be thankful for your divine creation and how you created us to heal. Lord, through the blood that carries life through our veins, as the scripture says, the life is in the blood. And Lord, today the life is in the blood of your Son, our Lord, that came and gave his life for us. Help us as we remember this morning. We pray that you would be with us through the remainder of this service. Lord, if someone's here that doesn't know you, Lord, that they'll just come and surrender their life to you, that they may partake also. Help us right now, we pray, in Jesus' name. And amen. Stand with me, and I'd like to have a song of invitation. Maybe you'd like to come and get saved this morning so you can remember and participate in this.
On the cross crucified, in great sorrow he died. The giver of life was he. Yet my Lord was despised and rejected of men, this Jesus of Calvary. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for judgment hall. shall his suffering afford perfect healing for all this wonderful healer's mind. He was wounded for our transgression.
Missing you by the row to come and receive your elements in preparation for the communion.
I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was not
you.
up the Calvary way when my Savior one day with a heart that was breaking in two, crown of thorns and evil, heavy cross and evil, it was all for me and for you. Lord, the way Jesus trod made a pathway to God. We can travel the Calvary way too. For this Jesus in love leads to heaven above. If we follow his steps and are true, lonely road, Calvary's way was a lonely road to Jesus that day. Heavy load, he bore our sins on that lonely road up Calvary's way.
Everyone been served that wishes to participate? Jason, I'd like for you to share about our new brother in Christ.
I've got two of mine in there. Jace, he gets to take communion for the first time with us this morning.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank the Lord.
Bring him up in the way. You bring him up in the Lord, and they'll find him. Many of our young people have accepted Christ as their Savior. We're thankful for Jason. And when he had given thanks, he broke. I'd like for each of you just to bow your head and give thanks on your own right now for the body of Christ that was broken for you. And he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Take, eat. And after the same manner, he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Drink ye all of it. Does anyone have anything they'd like to share? Anyone else? The ushers will get your cups for you. I thought today is a little bit different, especially because there's been another meal prepared for us. And the invitation is come and dine. I thought, you know, after Christ did this, he told him, he said, this is the last time until I eat it anew with you in our Father's, in the kingdom of God. So we can look forward to that. This may be our last supper. He may come today. But I'm so thankful for each of you that have come today and shared in this service. Anyone else have anything?
Still plan on having a baptism, and we just need to know if anybody needs to do that at this time. Anybody? Well, we've got a couple that want to go in the creek, and we'll prepare that in the spring. But just let us know if you'd like to get baptized this coming Sunday.
Next Sunday, we're planning a baptism service if we have candidates, and we hope we do. So let one of the pastors know if you want to be baptized. Jimmy, pray for the dismissal and pray for our meal that we're about to partake.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, to be in your house this morning, Father. And Lord, we're thankful for those that lined up this morning, Father, Lord, to share in the communion, Father, Lord, and just to testify to the world, Lord, that they have chosen to follow you. And Lord, that they claim the blood that you have shed for us, Father. Lord, we ask you, Lord, just to bless this meal we're about to receive, Lord. We're thankful for the hands that prepared it. Father, help us to go out, Lord, and to go into the world this week and just to let your light shine before men, Father, so that they may know your good works. We give you the praise and the glory for it all. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.